CrimeCanada.ca main source of crime news and information in Canada. Aaron Patterson on trial for alleged death cap mushroom poisoning, resulting in 3 deaths in Victoria. Table of contents. Who is Aaron Patterson? Prosecution arguments, defense position, legal and community impact. Who is Aaron Patterson? Aaron Patterson, a resident of Leongatha in Victoria, is now at the center of a national spotlight as the Aaron Patterson trial unfolds. Known previously as a quiet local and a mother, she is now facing intense scrutiny over the deaths of 3 of her former in-laws, who allegedly consumed a meal she prepared containing deadly death cap mushrooms. Patterson had been married to the son of 2 of the victims, and although the couple had separated, she remained in contact with the family. Her background, motives, and relationships are all under examination as investigators and the court seek to determine whether the poisoning was accidental or intentional. Questions that lie at the heart of the Aaron Patterson trial. Aaron Patterson, a 50-year-old Australian woman, is currently on trial in Leongatha, Victoria, accused of deliberately poisoning a meal containing toxic death cap mushrooms that led to the deaths of 3 members of her ex-husband's family in July 2023. Charged with 3 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder, Patterson denies any intent, claiming the incident was a tragic accident. The prosecution alleges she knowingly served the deadly mushrooms, resulting in severe illness for a 4th guest who survived after lengthy hospitalization. The trial, which has attracted significant attention due to the case's unusual circumstances, is set to explore whether the poisonings were accidental or intentional, with Patterson facing the possibility of life imprisonment if convicted. The trial of Aaron Patterson centers on a fatal incident that occurred during a family gathering in Victoria last year. According to the prosecution, Patterson intentionally incorporated death cap mushrooms, known scientifically as Amanita phallides, into a meal which caused acute poisoning. These mushrooms are highly toxic and responsible for most fatal mushroom poisonings worldwide, containing potent toxins that can lead to severe liver damage and death if ingested. On the night of the event, 3 members of Patterson's ex-husband's family consumed the mushrooms and succumbed to the poisoning, while a 4th individual became critically ill but survived after extensive medical treatment, including a prolonged stay in intensive care. Medical experts testifying in the trial have detailed the symptoms and rapid progression of the poisoning consistent with death cap mushroom exposure, highlighting the seriousness of the toxic effects involved. Prosecution arguments. The prosecution asserts that Patterson knowingly selected and served the death cap mushrooms with malicious intent to cause harm. Prosecutors presented evidence suggesting premeditation, citing testimony from witnesses who described Patterson's actions prior to the meal preparation. They emphasized that the defendant had access to information regarding the toxicity of the mushrooms and could have prevented the tragedy had the act been accidental. Defense position. In contrast, the defense argues that the poisoning was a tragic accident. Patterson maintains she was unaware of the mushroom's deadly nature and that there was no intent to harm. The defense has called expert witnesses to attest to the possibility of accidental ingestion due to the mushroom's resemblance to edible varieties commonly foraged in the region. They underscore Patterson's lack of a previous criminal record and her apparent shock and distress following the incident as support for the claim. Legal and community impact. This case has garnered widespread attention both locally and nationally because of its unusual nature and the devastating outcomes. Death cap mushroom poisonings are rare, and instances involving deliberate administration are even more uncommon, presenting unique challenges for the court in establishing culpability and intent. The verdict is highly anticipated, as it may set precedents for similar cases involving toxic substances and intentional harm. The court proceedings continue to be closely monitored, and updates will be provided as the trial progresses. The potential sentence for a conviction includes life imprisonment, underscoring the gravity of the charges against Patterson. The trial of Aaron Patterson remains a pivotal legal proceeding that probes the tragic deaths caused by death cap mushroom poisoning during a family event, with the prosecution alleging deliberate poisoning and the defense citing accidental ingestion, the court must carefully evaluate the evidence to determine Patterson's intent. The case underscores the severity of deathcap mushroom toxicity and raises significant questions about accountability in incidents involving poisonous substances. As the trial advances, its outcome will have important legal and social implications, highlighting the necessity for vigilance in handling naturally occurring toxins and the profound consequences of such tragedies.